going to be college football history in a couple of weeks. 8-0 LSU traveling to 8-0 Alabama. Also, Penn State at 8-0 taking on this team, coached by this guy, Minnesota, their head coach, P.J. Fleck, joining us now on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Coach, appreciate the time. Welcome to the South, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having us on the show.
Now, did you really not know Penn State was undefeated?
Well, I didn't know the score at the time. No, I did not know that. I knew they were undefeated. I just didn't know if they had won their game that particular day.
Right. So they remain undefeated, and you make the pitch. And by the way, you got two friendly voices in the room, and I think a couple of other guys on the other side of the glass the same way. You made a pitch and a plea, and I'm not even sure Alabama or LSU fans would be angry if it didn't show up in a place where it's been. They just want that game. Can you guarantee that the state of Minnesota would show out the way that I think you hope they would to make this the party that it could be?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is the same city that holds the Super Bowl, the Final Four. This is a sports town. This is a sports city. And when there's big events like that happening, that's what's the great thing about going to school here, living here, is when big things are happening, people show up and people come to those things. And this is as special as it gets in college football when college game day comes to your campus. It's good for our state. It's good for our economy. It's good for our university. It's good for our players. It's good for our student body. It's good for our administration. It's good for all of our other sports. It's great for recruiting. I think it's good for everybody. It's good for our media. I think it's a really special time because I've been a part of it. I've been part of it as a player. I've been part of it as a coach at a place that had never hosted it. And it did wonders for our program. And I think it's just wonderful to bring exposure to the Twin Cities, our state, and our beautiful campus.
P.J. Fleck with us, Minnesota's head coach. They're 8-0. They have the week off. And as we said, they take on undefeated Penn State a week from Saturday. What's been the key to turning things around there in Minnesota? Let's face it, they've had some down times.
I think just consistency. You know, we've had seven head coaches in 14 years. I think cultural sustainability is really a key component in successful programs. I think you look at any dynasty, you look at any people who are winning championships, for the majority, the part is sustained culture, cultural sustainability, consistency, and having an actual culture that everything gets held to, a standard that is the standard. And we're very consistent with that. We're very outspoken with that. I think everybody in the country knows our row the boat culture, knows what it means, know what it's about. But the hard part about that is there's a standard, and that will never come down. People have to continue to rise up to that. You got to give our players and our coaches credit, because every day everybody's forced academically, athletically, socially, and spiritually to change their best, to become better people on and off the field, which is fighting human nature every day. And there's a belief system that we can. And not just can in terms of average, we can at an elite level. And we've got to continue to get that message across, not only to our players, but our fans, and change people's perceptions, thoughts, and ideas.
Hey, PJ, how does it work when you're going to take over a program? How much book diving, history diving does the new head coach do to understand what the program has been about? Not where you want it to go. That can be part of when you first come on campus and you start to talk to people. But what about the history of it? What do you dive into?
Well, first of all, I think you dive into the tradition and the history of how long it's been, whether it's not been a while or it's been a long time, recent success, what's going on in the program internally now. And just as my wife, Heather, asked me before we took the job, which we had never been to, we had never visited, we have never really been in the state of Minnesota. She says, are you sure you want to do another year one again with what's going on there? Because, you know, 2.5, 3 years ago, there was lots of turmoil inside, and whether it was a boycott or things like that. And so we knew that this would be a massive overhaul. And she asked me that. And when you're 13-1 or 13-0, 13-1, went to the Cotton Bowl, you're sitting going, yeah, yeah. I mean, how hard could year one be again? You know, yeah, absolutely, I'm built for that. And then you do it, and you remember everything that year one entails. But this is something that's always interested me. That's why we took Western Michigan, because they had not won an outright championship since 1966. We haven't won an outright championship since 1967. We're doing things that maybe have been done before, but they haven't been done in 70 years. World War II era, those types of things. And that's what we talked about, that this year we wanted to hopefully restore. That's where that whole word for the year came from, restore the traditions of our past and the success of our past and carry it over into now and then into the future.
P.J. Fleck, head coach of Minnesota, with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. It's been talked about. It's the elephant in the room. Can you sustain what's going on at Minnesota? You're 38 years old, and you know your name's always going to come up when so-called bigger jobs are open.
Well, I think Minnesota's a huge job. You know, that's the one thing that's why Heather and I came here. I think that, you know, when you kind of look at even the college football landscape, you know, 25 years ago, Wisconsin was what Wisconsin is now. And, you know, that's what people do. And people either sit there and say, okay, I want that job, or I'm going to make this job that job. And that's what interests me. You know, Heather and I absolutely love the state of Minnesota. Our focus is on our players this week of getting them better. Our focus is on going out recruiting this week. And our focus is on finding a way to put the best game plan together to take on a really, really good top six team in the country in Penn State.
I don't know what the campus life is like up there, but I know it's a Big Ten school, and with success, I'm sure it gets ratcheted up a bunch. You get them for 2 hours, the rest of the world gets them for 22. Are you nervous about them being patted on the back and being told how great they are over the next couple of weeks?
Well, we pat them on the back. We celebrate. We have about a four-minute party every Sunday after a game. We tell them how great they are. We tell them all the things that they're going to hear. And then we put our leather vests on, and then we let our culture dissect what we say, and then we spit it back out in terms of, hey, we're 0-0. We need to find a way to be 1-0 and just continue to row the boat. And I'm really proud of our team for doing that, because they've kept their same way, their same mission, their same belief, and they haven't changed. They've only changed their best. They know what they're going to hear. We educate them on what they're going to hear. We don't want the noise to be blocked out. We want the noise to be brought into our walls, let our walls process it, let our culture process it, spit it back out as, you know, are the way we're going to handle it.
What was your first paying job in the world of football?
I took a GA job at Ohio State University, and where I was a GA making, $700 a month.
So you're in the building, in Big Ten buildings. When you become a head man and you go breaking through, you come running out of the tunnel in the Big Ten. I don't know what you had visions of as a younger guy, what you were hoping maybe at 38, 45, 50 years old. But do you still find yourself, I don't mean fake gassed up about the whole thing, do you still look around every once in a while on a given Saturday and say, my God, look at this?
I do it every Saturday. And you know who makes me do that? One, my faith, and then two, my wife. My wife, Heather, is my biggest inspiration. And she always says, welcome to your one day. And there's not one day that goes by that I don't pinch myself saying that I cannot believe where I am. And, you know, I'm from the southwest side of Chicago, and my dad kills bugs for a living. My mom's a teacher's aide. We have no coaching in our background, but we have teaching. You know, I'm a sixth grade social studies teacher. I taught ancient Rome. And now I'm a head football coach in the Big Ten with an unbelievable staff who allows me to be the head coach I want to be, and tremendous players who buy into something way bigger than themselves, and an administration who believes in us. And you couldn't ask for anything better. We have an unbelievable fan base, support system, people who have opened their arms to a non-Minnesotan and his family, and have rode the boat with us. And there's always critics, and there's always skeptics, and there's always people who tell you you can't do something. But, you know, this has been a dream of mine. And there's not one day that goes by that I don't pinch myself. And I'm not humbled every day of the position I'm in. And I respect the responsibility it comes with every single day, being a public figure who represents everybody in the state of Minnesota somehow, some way, where everybody's paying a portion of their taxes to pay your salary. So I am owned by the state, and I understand everybody's going to have their opinions, and I respect them all.
And by the way, think about it. You put it succinctly, and you know, quite honestly, Nick and I had to think about it. We heard the cut again about you making your pitch to get game day there. It has been. It was built upon the idea of storylines. It was built upon the idea that it's not just about the biggest, baddest schools with the most money and the biggest stadiums. There's got to be something more that makes Saturday special.
It's an honest approach that you took, and that's why I think it resonated.
Well, you know, who knows what we're going to be ranked and what they're going to be ranked after this week. There's teams that have to play. We're both not playing, but you could have legitimately two top 10 teams that are both undefeated in the Big Ten that College Game Day has never been to that state, never been to our Twin Cities area. Never been to the University of Minnesota, and they're all about moments and memories, and they're always about these unique stories. Nothing's more unique than what Casey O'Brien has accomplished on our football team, what this football team has accomplished from 3 years back, how connected they are, what we're accomplishing since the World War II era, and what there is to do in our Twin Cities area. And we can't wait, and we hope we get the opportunity to show it all off. And I hope the whole state of Minnesota rallies behind us. This is not a beg, but this is more of just, hey, we are who we are. We'd like to share it with you. And I understand the 1-2, and I understand LSU, Alabama. And that's with all due respect to them. That's the game of the century. Has happened probably, three times in the last 100 years like that. I was a part of one of those at Ohio State, Michigan. But there's also something really special what's going on in the Big Ten with this Big Ten race, and I think they'd really enjoy themselves here.
You deserve it. Before we let you go, Coach, tell us the story for those that don't know of Casey O'Brien.
Well, Casey O'Brien is a holder on our football team. He's a tremendous young man who has defeated cancer four straight times, and his dream was to always play college football. And he walks into my office the first week I'm here, and you know, I got kids leaving the program left and right because there's boycott, there's chaos, there's a new coach, there's all this stuff going on. And of course, you know, I'm just looking for anybody who would stay. Casey O'Brien walks in and says it has been his dream to play here. And I'm like, no matter what this guy tells me after that, I have no idea why he's in my office. I'm taking him. This kid's staying. And then he told me his fight and his story and what he's dreamed of doing his entire life, being from the state of Minnesota to play for the Golden Gophers. So he walked on and he's a holder. And he's defeated cancer four times, and he played. When the doctors told him you would never play football, you'll never be able to do athletics again. You might die from it, but you'll never play football. He has played now two games, and I never played college football or Big Ten football. He did. He's done and defined and beat and defined all the odds that were stacked against him, and he's one of the most heroic, inspiring, motivational people I've ever met. He's such an advocate for Masonic Children's Hospital, for those patients over there. So when they look at him, they know what Row the Boat's about. They know what Never Gives Up about. And they see a survivor, not just one time, four times. And I think it's great for the parents at Masonic Children's Hospital to be able to see the survivor that Casey O'Brien is, because sometimes the hardest people, the hardest people that take it the hardest when cancer comes to children isn't the child, it's the parents. So it's so good for them to be able to see Casey make it, not only make it, but play college football.
And his parents were in the building. You guys had a plan if it worked out, and boy, it did. And by the way, look, that's not an easy thing to do. He admitted he had nerves walking onto the field. He got it down perfect.
He really did. And there was the second snap was actually a bad snap on the ground. And he's a great athlete, and he found a way to get it down.
Well, Coach, great stories abound. Hopefully you get game day when all is said and done. We appreciate you coming on and telling us your tale.
Now listen, I appreciate it. Thanks for having us on the show. Appreciate you. Row the boat, Sky Ma. Go Gophers. Thank you.
There he is, P.J. Fleck.
That's a little bit more than Go Tigers.
No, he lives his gimmick, P.J. Fleck. Now, Row the Boat comes from the loss of his young son, who was born and passed away shortly after he was born, I should say, Colt. And they developed this Row the Boat mantra as a part of the grieving process, and then he crossed it over to his coaching style. So that's, if you're wondering, that's where that comes from. So,
and every conversation, much like we talked about with Ed Orgeron, every conversation will end with that because it's part of who he is.
He's a genuine guy, and again, that's where that comes from. Right,
and he is going to be a hot commodity.
Yes, he is. And again, you have to ask the question, and that's how you have to figure he's always going to respond as of right now to that question. But that name, he knows that. His agent certainly knows that. It's going to come up.